Let's talk a little bit about Merkel cell, though, because, I mean, amazingly, you actually have a new agent approved.
Yeah, so Merkel cell carcinoma is another form of skin cancer, but again, much more rare. So only approximately 2,000 cases per year in the United States. And this is a very interesting disease that has a complex biology that's both related to infection as well as exposure risk in the environment. And so we see these lesions most commonly in older adults over the age of 50, but commonly, honestly, more in the late 60s and 70s, people who have had a high degree of UV ionizing radiation exposure from the sun, and also patients who have had a history of immunosuppression. And that can be in the context of a transplant, it can be in the context of HIV and several others. Unfortunately, this is a very aggressive form of cancer, meaning that more than 40% of patients who develop a cutaneous Merkel cell cancer will develop metastatic disease, and often quite rapidly, such that historically, we describe the median survival in the context of metastatic disease at less than a year at about 9.6 months. Very interestingly, this disease stratifies in between those that are associated with a viral etiology and those that are not, but about 80% of patients who develop a Merkel cell carcinoma, we can find evidence of infection for the Merkel cell polyoma virus. And that is actually a virus which exists at normal circumstances on almost everyone's skin. It just turns out that most of us don't get Merkel cell carcinoma, presumably from immune surveillance that will eliminate the virus. But in some folks, unfortunately, it doesn't, and it can develop Merkel cell. It is important to point out that 20% of Merkel cells do not harbor this virus, and in those patients that have been profiled to date, we see quite extreme mutational loads, and that's where we see dramatic effect of sun exposure leading to cancer, with the mutation of common genes, as you'd expect, like P53, RB, and all of these sort of canonical cancer-driving genes.
So just to clarify, though, in terms of the viral-related ones, is the issue there some kind of immune deficiency or something primarily?
Yeah, so we do believe there's some element of immunodeficiency that leads to the development of Merkel cell, but it's not as easy as being to be able to identify one gene per se. We note this association in clinical settings with immunosuppressive medications like steroids, anti-TNF, and so on and so forth in the context of transplant, but certainly there are people who develop Merkel cell who have no history of any sort of direct immunosuppression and who otherwise don't manifest symptoms of a immunodeficiency syndrome. So we don't really understand in those patients what exactly is going on.